Today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis of Masechet Avodah Zarah as we draw ever closer to the conclusion of the Masechta. We are holding at the very bottom of the page on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Itmar, Yayin Nesach Shnafel Bar. If Yayin Nesach falls into a bar that's full of kosher wine, V'nafel Sham Kiton Shalmayim. And then a pitcher of water, of kosher water, falls in. So the water and the yayin of heter and the yayin of nesach all get mingled together. And we're talking about a case where the yayin nesach is a very small amount, the yayin of heter is a very large amount, so there is enough water to be mevatel the amount of yayin nesach that's there, meaning there's shishim in the water connected the yayin nesach, but there is certainly not enough water to be mevatel the yayin of heter, even if the yayin of heter were alone, and certainly not enough water to be mevatel the combination of yayin of heter and yayin nesach. So this is a machlokas. Omer Chizkia says there's a distinction if the yayin of heter fell in after or before the water. Higdilu beiser, if the tarovis got bigger with yayin of iser, meaning that first it was the water and the kosher wine in the bar, and then the yayin esach fell in, aser, then the whole thing's going to be aser. But higdilu beheter, but if initially the bar had the yayin nesach with the water, and the mayim was shishim to connect the yayin nesach to be mevatelit, and then yayin of heter fell in afterwards, mutter, then everything's going to be mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu higdilu beiser mutter, even if the yayin nesach is what fell in last, it's still going to be mutter. So amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu it seems that this is the same machlokas as a machlokas tanaim that we have in the second parak of the Mishnayis in Orla. Ditanan, because the Mishnah says in Orla, so'or shel chulin v'shel truma shenafu l'tochi isa, if you have yeast of both chulin and truma that go into a dough, lo bazek kedei l'chametz, v'lo bazek kedei l'chametz, neither yeast alone would be able to make the dough rise, v'nitztarfu v'chimtzu, but together they're enough to make the dough rise. Rabbi Lazar Omer Achar Acharon Aniba. Rabbi Lazar says we look at whatever yeast came in last. That if the Sa'or of Chulin was last, then it's Mutter for Azar, who are not Kohanim. And if the Sa'or of Truma came in last, then it has a din of Truma and it's Aser for Azar. V'cham Momrin Bein Shnafal Isser Betchila Bein Basof. Whether the Isser came in before the Sa'or of Chulin or whether the Sa'or of Isser was at the end after the Sa'or of Chulin, Eino Aser Ad Shehebo Kedei Lahachmitz. It's only going to be aser if there's enough sa'or of truma to be machmitz on its own. So Rabbi Yirmi assumes that the machlokas Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan is the same exact machlokas as Rabbi Lazar and the Chavim. The Chizki, who says it all depends on what came in last, if it's yayin nesach or yayin heter, holds like Rabbi Lazar, who holds by the dough that whatever came in last is going to be the determinant. And Rabbi Yochanan says that it doesn't matter whether yayin nesach came in first or last; it's always going to become batel. We'll hold like the Chachamim that the sa'or of truma is not going to aser regardless of whether it came in first or last. So says Gemara Vitizbra, do you really think you could say such a thing? V'amar Abaye, didn't Abaye tell us, lo shanu ala shekadam v'silek as a iser, that the Mishnah over there in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that it says you follow the last thing that came in, and if the chulin was last, then the isa is mutter for a non-kohen. That's only true if you take the truma out, and it doesn't stay in there. And when the chulin falls in, avalokadam v'silek as a iser. But if prior to the chamitza of that dough, the truma remained in there, then it's aser. Then non-kohen is not allowed to eat it. So if the yayin nesach and yayin heter and the water are all mixed in together, so if that's talui in the case of the sar of chulin, sar of truma, so Chizki is amar kaman. Chizki ends up going like nobody. Elahacha b'roman kamiflugi. Over here, by the mixture of wine of iser with wine of heter and water of heter, what they're really arguing about is not the same thing as the Mishnah in Arla, but rather they're arguing about the concept of roan. Concept of roan is roan es mino kamishaino v'sheino mino rabelav mavatlo. That when you have min b'mino, you can view the mino as if it's not there, and then the sheino mino is able to be mavatlo. It's meaning you have something that's not kosher, and there is plenty of mino, but mino is not going to be able to be mevatel it. And then there is some eno mino that will be able to be mevatel it. So you can pretend that the mino is not there and let the eno mino be mevatel it. That's the concept of roin. L'chiskia lesle roin. Chiskia says we do not apply roin, and once the yayin esech and the yayin that's kosher are mixed in together, we view it as one giant barrel of yayin nesech, and therefore the water cannot be mevatel. Rabbi Yochanan islay, and Rabbi Yochanan does hold of roin, and therefore we can ignore the kosher wine, and we just view it as if we have some non-kosher wine and 60 times that amount of kosher water. So, frek the Gemara, umi yisay the Rabbi Yochanan roin? Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold of the concept of roin? V'abaymina, Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Asi asked from Rabbi Yochanan the following shayla, shnei kosos, echad shel chulin v'echad shel truma. If you have two cups of wine, one of them is chulin and one of them is truma, umizagan, and you dilute them in water like they would do with strong wine in order to mix it, in order to make it palatable, they would mix it with water to take down its strength a little bit, v'irvan, and then you mix the kosos zebazeh, the kosos of yayin with each other. So now you have enough water in order to be mevatel the yayin of truma alone, but you don't have enough to be mevatel all of the wine of truma and chulin. So mahu v'lo pashate, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer this safek. So apparently he's not so clear that we have this din of roin because he wasn't sure. So says Mar Meikar lo pashale l'besof pashale. Yeah, earlier in his life he wasn't so sure, but later on he became pretty sure, and therefore he ultimately came to the realization of roin. So itmar nami, and we have a raya that's correct, because Amar Rabbi Abi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rami Lam Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shnei kosos echad shel chulin v'echad shel truma umezagan ve'irvan zebazeh. If you have two kosos, one of yayin of chulin, one of yayin of truma, and you diluted them with water like they would normally do, and there was enough water to and then you mix up the kosos and you put the yayin of one kos into the other kos, so there's enough water in the two kosos to be mevatel the truma alone, roin heter kiluenu. You view the chulin wine as if it doesn't exist, and then the water is able to be mevatel the truma content of the yayin. So essentially, main point over here, Rabbi Yochanan, even though he wasn't sure originally, ultimately holds of the concept of roin, which tells us that when you have a mixture of min, bimino, v'she'eno mino, you could ignore the mino and allow the eno mino to be mevatel the iser. Good. So now, Zaklal, we had said in our Mishnah, as opposed to when it comes to the Tarovis of Yai Nesach Beheter, that Min Bemino Bemashu, Shalob Mino Menos in Tam. When you have two like kinds, it asers Bemashu. When it's Min Beshalob Bemino, it asers Benos in Tam. So we already explained that klal in the previous Mishnah, so it must be that we're coming to teach some new din outside of Yayin Nesach that this klal applies to. So Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Kol Isurin Shabbatorah B'minim Mashu V'shlob Minim Nosin Tam. This is true of every Isur in the Torah, that if it gets mixed Min B'mino with Asur's B'mashu V'shlob B'mino, it requires Shishim Nosin Tam. Zah Klal Lasuye Mai Lasuye Kol Isurin Shabbatorah. And therefore when our Mishnah says Zah Klal, it's coming to expand beyond the dinim of Yayin Nesach to all Isur in the Torah. Rabbi Yochum Rishalach Shem Tarvayu Kol Isurin Shabbatorah B'minim Men Shalob Minan, benosin tam, chutz mitevel v'yayin nesach, b'minan mashu shalob b'minan, benosin tam, zah klal asuy tevel. But Rabbi Yochanan Yesh Lakish saying, you know what? It's always, all these surim in the Torah are always going to be benosin tam, even min b'mino, it's going to be benosin tam. The only place outside of yayin nesach where we have this chumra that it's b'mashuhu is tevel. And that's what the kol, that's what the rule over here is coming to include a case of tevel. So Gemara brings brisos that disagree in this exact machlokas. Tanya kavasei d'Rav Shmuel and Tanya kavasei d'Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Tanya kavasei d'Rav Shmuel. Kol yisurin shabbatorah b'minan mashu shalom b'minan menosin tam. Here you have an explicit brisa that by every isur in the Torah, if there's a tarovas of min b'mino, it asks b'mashuhu, but min b'sheino mino is b'nosin tam. Tanya kavasei d'Rabbi Yochanan Reish Shlakish, and then we have a brayso that goes like Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, Kol Yisroel Shabbatara Bein Beminan, Bein Shalom Beminan, Benosin Tam, Chutz Mitevel, the Ayin Nesach, that all Yisroel in the Torah, whether it's a Min Bemino or Shein, Min Besheino Mino, it always requires Shishim, except for two exceptions, Tevel and Yayin Nesach, Beminan, Bemashu Shalom Beminan, Benosin Tam. It's Dafka by those two exceptions, where we say that b'minam, it's going to be asa b'mashu, but shalom b'minam is going to be b'nosin tam. So it says, b'shlom yayin nesach mishum chumra davel zchavim el tevel maitayma. Well, I get why we'd be extra machmir when it comes to yayin nesach, because it's avodah zarah related issue, but why would we be extra machmir when it comes to tevel? So it says, gemara ke'tero kach isuro da amar shmuel chita achas poteres esakri, because we find specifically when it comes to the world of tevel, that a mashahu matters in the world of Tevel. Because if you have a giant silo full of grain, how much truma do you need to take in order to take away the Yisr Tevel? Chita achas. One stalk of wheat would pater everything. So since by Tevel, we see that a mashahu matters, so a mashahu will matter as far as the Isser of Tevel is concerned as well. Utnan nami hachi, and we have a Mishnah, a Meseches Chala, that proves Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish correct. Bame omru Tevel osur b'kolshu, b'mino v'shalo b'mino b'nosin tam. That Tevel does have the ability to aser b'kol shehu, but shalo b'mino, it only asers b'nosin tam. So, main point over here, we have machlokas amoraim and machlokas tanaim, whether all isurin shabbatara, min b'mino asers b'mashehu, or only by Yayin Nesach and Tevel, Min Bimino Asers B'mashu, but by all other Yisurin in the Torah, will be B'nosin Tam. And the reason that we should be more machmir by Yayin Nesach and Tevel than every other Yisurin in the Torah is because Yayin Nesach is Avodah Zarah related, and Tevel, we find that Mashu matters when it comes to the world of Tevel. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph next time.